Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, will John still be there when we go to Sutton's? Well, the big news on Chapel Hill's Franklin Street is the change at Sutton's Drugstore, one of the town's landmark businesses. Yeah, for as long as anybody can remember. It's a place where my friend, attorney Bob Epting, sits down for breakfast at 7 o'clock most mornings, and Martha Ortega brings him the same sausage, scrambled eggs, and grits as she does almost every other morning. And he's often joined by UNC, our former UNC Dental School Dean, John Stamm, and our Chief District Judge, Joe Buckner, and a host of police and other public servants who come by just to touch base with each other. Later in the day, university athletes and coaches drop by for lunch, and sometimes they have their pictures taken for display on the walls of Sutton's. And these celebrities are joined by others of us who just drop by during the day because it is the place for us where everybody knows your name. Until a few weeks ago, Sutton's owner, John Woodard, stood behind the counter from which he dispensed pharmaceuticals to his loyal customers and cheerfully presided over the comings and goings of Sutton's visitors. Well, folks knew it would have to change someday, and that the only locally owned pharmacy would go the way of the grocery, the camera store, the bank, clothing store, record shop, and other locally owned Franklin Street businesses that once defined our little village. Then last month it happened. Faced with competition from two national chain drugstores on Franklin Street, and with his reaching retirement age, John Woodard sold his pharmacy business to one of those competitors. And suddenly, the Sutton's pharmacy section was closed, and so were the sections and shelves for non-prescription medicines and candies and magazines and greeting cards and all the other conventional items that Sutton's sold. They were gone from the shelves. And the shelves were going too. Every pair of sunglasses I bought for the last 30 years I bought here, Bob Epting told me. I guess I'll have to find another place to shop the next time I need a new pair. But Epting assures me the heart of Sutton's remains. And he pointed out that the general manager, Don Penny, had replaced the shelves that held the sunglasses and other merchandise with tables to expand the breakfast and lunch business. Don Penny and Martha Ortega, they were busier than ever. And last week, John Woodard came back to the store. I'll still be here, he told me, and he promised that he would be taking more photos of his customers and adding them to the walls for a long time to come. Maybe Sutton's will be different, but Epting and Woodard and Penny assure me that Sutton's is here to stay. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. This is D.G. Martin.